Let's get
cracked.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud, Halacha, Yud Dalet, Chapter 10, Law 14, page 100 and 181. Shliach Shehevi Get Mechutz. A Shliach brings a get outside of the land of Israel, or for that matter, from the land of outside land of Israel into the land of Israel, or from outside land of Israel into the outside land of Israel. We're in all these cases where we know there's a special rule, a person has to say, Befonei Nechtav, Befonei Nechtam. Before me it was signed, before me it was sealed. If you don't have those magic words,
forget it.
Then it's not going to work. So this guy comes along and he says those words. He comes to a woman, he gives her the get in front of witness people, and he says, it was written before me, it was sealed before me. Fantastic. We'll believe him. But there's one thing he can't do. That Shaliach cannot marry this woman afterwards.
Oh, boy.
Why not?
He was hoping.
Shanu Choshim, because we are suspicious. Shema Ein of Nasaba. Maybe he had an eye for this woman, and he made up the whole thing. Ulafigo, there for Hedla. He just forged a whole document and said, that's why you know your husband's out of town and he divorced you. So in other words, if somebody has, as they say, an axe to grind or whatever, they have an agenda, they could have a possible agenda, we are told we can't believe these people. Now we have a whole number of cases. Ulterior motives, that's it.
In that case, you should shoot the messenger.
He's calling Goyim Stucker.
What?
Always calling this guy, the Stucker woman, Stucker, always calling
the messenger.
No. One person that put on the one woman
Shaliach
attention, and all the time he hustled her.
Stalker.
I thought it was a Hebrew word. I was searching.
Stalker.
Okay. Anyway, similarly, v'chein ha'eda echad shehed l'isha shemeis bala v'nisis alpiv. And what if one witness testifies that the husband died? Now, before, to prevent women from being an aguna, we believe one witness, even. But guess what? That one guy who says your husband died, he can't marry her either, because that could be the same problem.
Ulterior motives.
And what about if a woman comes to a rabbi and she made a vow, and she made the kind of vow that will not allow the husband to have hanoah from her, thereby they would have to get divorced. So she figures she'll go to a rabbi and see if he can release her from the vow. Maybe he could find some loopholes. So she goes to Rabbi. The Chacham, he looks over the situation, says, I'm sorry, dear. There's no way for me, there's no loophole here. So I cannot abolish the vow. You'll have to get divorced from your husband. Guess what? The Chacham, the Rabbi cannot marry her either.
You don't even trust the Rabbi?
Wow. That's right.
That's something.
Alright, any king where because of this person she is divorced, that person cannot marry her. And let's say people, there are rumors, there are claims that a person had relations, there were rumors going about that this guy had relations with his
maidservant,
like Uncle Tom, you know, and then he freed her. So, or Al Hanochris, this guy, or there's rumors going around this guy had relations with a non-Jewish woman, and then she converted. So now, Harezel or Yesena, this fellow cannot marry her if he was the one that released her, or she got converted, and the talk was that he had been the one involved with them beforehand. Why? Because if you do marry them, then people say, oh, see, I guess the rumors were true. And now you're going to be living with people thinking you're a terrible guy. You're not supposed to do things that are going to incriminate you when it not necessarily is so. So don't do things that would make it this way. Now, this is interesting. So your footnote has something incredible over here. It says, so the only problem is, because you now be the subject of gossip now. Because you're going to say, look, the guy must have had relations with her. Because look, he freed her, he married her, this and that. But therefore, what about the opposite? What if it's clear, if it wasn't a rumor? Let's say the rumor's been substantiated. Let's say the Jew is living together with a non-Jewish woman. It's not like there's rumors.
It's happening.
It's for sure happening. And now, so now it's the opposite, right? Or let's say they were married in a secular court, right? So there, the woman should be encouraged to convert, and they should be married according to Jewish law, because it's not, we're not, gossiping about him. It's a for sure thing.
They're living in sin.
So when it's a for sure thing like that, that doesn't apply.
So is she allowed to
better not to do it in
well,
secret,
as long as Abesdin's happy with her sincerity.
Well, that
as long as she's sincere. As
well,
long as she's
happy with her.
That doesn't make any sense because there, instead of, you know, if you want to do an Avera, don't do it in secret, do it in public.
Most people wouldn't. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that. And most if he is, he doesn't care. So, but the point is, if technically she converted, you could marry him. He could marry her because there's no gossip. It's known.
Yeah.
Gossip is we're not sure. Now the gossip is...
So that really would be a hard conversion to convince the Beis Din.
That happens often now. Nowadays happens often. So if there's kids, et cetera, et cetera.
What about your secretary? What happens if you...
What about your secretary?
Would you be allowed to... Let's say you divorced your wife and you wanted to marry your secretary.
Well, has anybody been speaking about the secretary?
Who cares? It's your secretary.
Well, what does that do anything?
Yeah, is there any gossip
well,
about this?
Well, theoretically,
no,
everybody would say...
speaking about you.
Everybody would say, oh, you know, he divorced his wife and he married his secretary. Isn't that kind of like...
If there wasn't any talk or any rumors about it, then we wouldn't assume that.
Just happened to divorce his wife and like his secretary.
Well, happened to divorce a woman and marries another woman. I guess a man should never marry another woman once he divorces his wife either, on your logic.
Yeah, but like...
Or any woman he would have ever known, he could never marry her because he'll think that's what happened.
I don't think
we're talking about where there were rumors and
there's
talk.
Someone's made a decision and the causes the divorce. And then either the rabbi or...
Well, but no, not the last case. The last case is she just converted.
She's converting.
He didn't do anything.
Judaism where she's freed from a slave. That's different.
Okay, anyway. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam, in one of his tshuvas himself, he says, regarding a man... Who had an attractive female servant, and it was rumored they spent time together in private. So Rambam advises that the man should be compelled to free the servant and either marry her or send her away.
Whoa,
seems opposite to what we have.
So even though this would violate rabbinic decrees, but because of the permissive state of the morals prevalent in his society, there was no alternative. He says, interesting.
So
you have to know what the situations are. Yeah, I'm saying it's in
this. So this is a different ruling, though, that if he was having relations with a slave?
Because the guy just, you know, keeps it up, man. You know, I guess, you know, 1,000 years passed, and people...
But that's what... It's contradictory in this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's saying, you know, I guess the situations, the times are different.
So is there any problem with doctor marrying a patient, a rabbi divorcing
the college,
a rabbi, marrying
the college
a
has significant problems with that.
Not the college. I just wonder if the Rambam has a problem.
Again, only if there is reason to think that there was some problems that we would be saying it.
So no halachic issue, as long as you're not caught fooling around.
If the fellow has an impeccable moral character, and he happens to, you know, like the patient, but wants to marry the patient in a normal way.
If you're a college of physician surgeons, you cannot have a patient. That's an automatic suspension of your license.
So then he could just drop her as a patient.
Yeah, but for a year. You can't have her.
I can't treat my wife. Am I allowed?
You're not allowed to treat your wife?
By law.
Why not?
Automatic suspension of license.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
You got to pay it. What?
5 years.
Not sexual harassment.
Yeah, sexual harassment.
Why?
That's what it is.
That's what dental...
What's the harassment?
Because
what if you can't afford to pay a dentist?
He can't afford it. That's too bad.
Let me tell you this.
What are you suggesting?
No, I'm just saying. What if you treat her and you don't tell anybody, and your wife doesn't tell anybody?
It's a major... First of all, because...
What if your wife had a major toothache at 2 o'clock in the morning? You couldn't go to any other dentist?
Obviously, I mean, in reality...
What would you do then?
In practicality...
What if you're up in a cottage?
Dentists treat their wives or spouses all the time. However... The problem exists that if you have a staff member
who calls
the college, there's zero tolerance.
Zero.
And it's being appealed because
what are they worried
it's stupid
about?
Law. It's completely stupid.
Yeah, what are they worried about? I can understand a patient, but your own wife?
We're really getting off the topic of the Rambam.
Yeah, how do you harass your own wife?
Revenge.
Do your wife a favor.
Doesn't matter. It's a law of the land. They consider it a power.
If I can do my wife's taxes...
What?
Yeah, you could do your wife's taxes.
I hope so. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, that's Goy Shlo. It doesn't have to make sense.
Rabbi can counsel.
When does a Goy Shlo have to make any sense?
Yeah, what do you think it has to make sense?
There probably was 100 years ago a dentist who hated his wife.
No,
he
it only started 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay,
this is the Supreme Court of Canada.
I think we should stop drilling in on this.
Okay, yeah. Let's move on.
I can tell you,
Rabbi,
let's
give
move
on. Advice.
Let's
Rabbi,
move on.
You know why? Because the wife is forbidden to open the mouth to the husband.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Okay.
Very good. Now, that was good. I like
right.
that.
V'chein, let's keep going. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. We're going nowhere fast, guys. V'chein, goy, ve'eved, habo, al bas Yisrael. What if a goy or a servant has relations with a Jewish woman? Even though the goy converts, and the servant gets freed, they cannot be married to her.
Should
not marry her. Why? Because we'll think that the guy is converted, was freed for this woman, which would make it a not proper
situation.
That's a different thing from the opposite.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yes, the same ruling.
The kulam.
No, but you said a minute ago, a guy who's living with.
I said that's the Rambam's personal response.
Not what he put upstairs.
The kulam imavru nasu. What if these guys in all these cases we mentioned this halacha, all six cases? What if they say, I don't care, I'm marrying her anyway? The rabbi who annulled the vow marries her. The guy who said b'fani nechman and married her. All these cases that they marry her.
Okay, they don't.
And they married. Amos said you don't divorce after the fact. We're not going to say they're all just suspicions. Maybe.
Right.
So we're not going to go.
Chatzila, don't bidi evid. You don't have
so
to.
This is when don't ask, don't tell, and just do it, and then tell the rabbi mazel tov. That's how they do it. Okay, tazvav. The chulam, and let's continue with more scenarios where there might be suspicions. And if all these people that we just mentioned already had wives, the messenger said, have had a wife. The guy who testified that the fellow's wife's husband died had a wife. All the people who have wives. And then later it just happens, their wives died. Not that they were poisoned.
I was
going
to say.
They died. Ocean is Gorshu, or they got divorced, but the divorce was by a Noshim. The women were the one who initiated the divorce, not the men. Okay? Espalei Lugarshu, the husbands divorced them under those situations. So when they did what they did, there was no way he was thinking of marrying somebody else. He was happily married to his wife.
Now he's
time has passed, and whatever, you know, they're not married to the wife, but not through their initiation.
Nothing to do with
initiative. Hare elu mutaras nasa mechila. Then lechatchila initially they could marry these women. Similarly, let's say these guys didn't have wives, but these women that they have freed or allowed to be divorced. What if these women, after they were allowed to marry, they married another guy? Just married another guy. And then that other guy died. On his kursha, that other guy divorced her. Then they can marry these guys again. In other words, in these last two scenarios, there's no suspicion that, well, he did it just so he could marry her, because either he couldn't marry because he already had a wife, right? Or
she got married to somebody else.
Now it's interesting. I forgot where I saw it now, but why don't we say in the first scenario that he still would have a mind to marry another woman because he might can marry more than one wife? Why does it help that he's married? So okay, so he tells the woman your husband died, and now he marries her as a second wife, right? So. So the commentators explain that even in the times of the Mishnah, where there was no prohibition of marrying a second wife, but even in the times of Gomorrah, they already wasn't common for a man to have two wives. It wasn't common.
Just you don't want to acquire the second wife, even if you're not divorcing the first one, through suspicious situations. You don't want to acquire a second wife through suspicious situations anyway, even if you keep your first wife.
Right, so what we're saying is... it doesn't matter.
Scenario we're saying in the last case is where this woman who he's going to marry then got married.
No, she married somebody else.
And then got divorced.
Yeah. Through him helping her get divorced, she married somebody else, and then that other guy died or divorced her.
And now he's coming back to the messenger.
She's not,
now he's coming back to the messenger.
Right. So he's not prohibited from ever marrying her.
But he's in the game now.
The only thing we don't want is where he allows her to be marriageable, and then he goes and marries her.
First off.
That is where the suspicions are very strong.
Right.
Okay, now let's
make a good Columbo episode.
Tess, okay. Zion.
Rabbi, is there a certain amount of time that has to pass?
You know, I can't say exactly. I mean, if it's a short...
Well, this is all about suspicion. So
again, right, it depends how suspicious.
2 years later, I can't imagine there being that much.
A month, 2 months, I don't know, you know. What if they see them hanging around with each other for the last 5 months and then they decide to get married? It would also be suspicious.
He's just suspicion had maintained.
Well, and what happens
if... You'd have to use, as I say, you have to exercise good judgment to know when there's suspicion.
We start is by saying the shaliach has come from another country, correct? Or somewhere else?
Or he could have been from this country and he was on the way back.
Okay.
He could have been from the same place she's from, but he came from out of town and the husband's... He claims
they would have known each other before.
Not love, Davka. Doesn't have to be even.
But somehow. He likes her. And
listen,
then he makes up this thing.
It could be he sees this woman, a pretty woman. He says, I'm going to make up a whole story.
Yeah. So he didn't really come from another country at all. He just made this.
He could have been here the whole time.
He knows the right lingo.
Right. He sees this woman. The husband went away, went out of town for a while. He doesn't think the guy's coming back. He makes inquiries. He sees the guy's going to be there another 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, he'll give her the get and he'll marry her and then he'll move to another city.
With her.
And then the husband will come back. He won't know, won't have a trace of anything.
That's where Columbo comes
from. That's a good plan.
Another one of my movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Talmudic movies.
Wow. You could have a whole series,
Talmudic
Rabbi.
Movies.
You could have the tearjerker series. You could have the mystery series.
Yes.
Mamish. It could be a whole collection.
But I don't think he still wants it.
Anyway,
you have to pay the Rambam royalties?
Continuing. Now back to this case. We're still on this case in Tezayin. Cholachas mehem muteres lihinase leven ha'ed sheheilo. All these people testified, these witnesses, she's allowed to marry their son. Let's say the guy says, here's the get.
Okay? I wondered about that.
Now, she can marry this guy's son who's an adult.
What if he...
Let's say the man... Let me explain.
Let's say the guy's
50 years old.
I hear her. She's
so he gives her the get. And she's 24. And he has a son who's 25. She can marry the son.
But he could be making him the straight for the benefit
just
of her
son. Let me read on, please. Oh, Leben HaChacham Shasal Bala, or to the son of the Chacham, who prohibited her husband by not annulling the vow. Oh, Leben HaNitan Alel, Lashor Krovim, or to the son of the guy who there was rumors that had relations with the maidservant, or other relatives. We say, this is the rule. She'ain adam chote kidei she'yahena acher. A person doesn't sin in order for another person to benefit, even if it may be your own son.
Wow. Really? Who says that?
That's a rule in Yavamis. More Yavamis. In other words, a guy is a rotten creep for himself, but not for others.
Really?
That's the rule.
There you go, Harry.
In other words, for my Yetzirah, I'll sin. But for other people's yetzaras, I'm not going to sin. Even for my own son, I'm not going to sin. Which is a chiddush, but that's what he's saying. Umoteres ha'isha linase le'echad me'eda grisha me'eda mu'ne'a. A woman is allowed to marry one of the two edim of the divorce, or the edim of a meyun. Remember, meyun is when a woman is married off as a ketana, and then she refuses to be married to this man. You have to have two witnesses. Or to one of the judgments where chalitza was done before him. In other words, where there was more than one person that permitted her to be now a free single woman. When there were two people involved in freeing her, she can get married to one of them. Why? Because what would have had to have happened if there's something wrong going on? Both guys would have to be lying.
Yeah.
And the same thing. The other guy wouldn't sin,
right,
so that the other witness would be able to benefit. Same idea.
Right.
If it takes two to sin and only one is benefiting, we're assuming the other guy's not going to do it. We only are concerned when it's one witness and based on what he says, and he's the one that marries her. Now, separate point while we're on the topic, but it's nothing to do with what we set up to now. Really, a person should always try to distance himself bring a witness to a mayun ceremony.
Whoa.
What's a mayun? When a woman is married off as a katana by her brother or mother, and then she's allowed to refuse. So witnesses should... You should try not to be a witness for that. Why? Because they may change their mind afterwards, and you will have taken part in something that will be problematic later. So you know, obviously someone's got to do it, but you know, don't rush to do these things. The scar of the chalitza, but you should be rushing to be a witness for a chalitza. Because chalitza is a good thing because it frees her to marry other people. Do you have any questions now, Paul?
No. Sorry,
okay, good. It's okay. You get Zion. Okay, now, another interesting scenario. Hamagaresh es ishto, a man divorces his wife. Now, this is very hard for me to understand, because we'll have to do together Yud Zion and Yud Ches. Okay, we can't answer questions on Yud Zion until we do Yud Ches. And I'm really having trouble understanding this, frankly, as you'll see in a minute why. A man divorces his wife. Then he goes back and is intimate with the woman he just divorced, a month later, before witnesses, before she marries another guy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, the problem, when I learned this first time, I learned, well, I couldn't be right before the witnesses. Someone's going to do it right in front of the face witnesses.
But they went into seclusion.
Well, that's going to be a problem, because we learn the next halacha, he's going to say they went into seclusion, as opposed to this halacha.
What are they witnesses?
I don't know. So we're just going to learn
it
literally.
We're going to learn it literally right now.
Okay. Although it's
so it's like a Pinchas situation.
I don't know. Yes. We'll see. Now, Bain. Wait. So now let's go back to the first guy. How married was her? Bain Shigersha, whether he divorced her for was mean and assume from actual complete marriage, or mean Erisim, just from engagement. I mean, the first guy was either engaged or married. Doesn't matter. Either way, he divorced her. Then he had relations with her in front of witnesses before she married somebody else. So now, what do we say? In other words, here's the real question. The fact that the guy was intimate with her. Now, you know, one of the three ways you can mekadesh a woman is with bia.
100%.
One of the ways. But usually you've got to say it. Hare at mekadeshes liba bia zu. Right? You're marrying me with this bia. He didn't say it. So we say the following. Hoyel v'ishto haisa, since she was already his wife. And are not exactly strangers in the night.
No.
Harezo v'cheskas, with the assumption we have, is shechzira, he's taking her back. Ulashem kidushim ba'al, and he had in mind for kidushim, the intimacy. V'lo l'shum snus, and that's the question. If a man just goes over to a woman, a single man, a single woman, just go to bed, without any verbalization, we assume it's nus. There's no reason to assume otherwise. The guy said immorality. It's just good old-fashioned promiscuity, right? But if a guy goes to a woman and says, Hareya mukudeshously with this, although we say that's not the optimal thing to do, but if a guy bothered to say that, then we would assume it is. So here, the husband, he's divorced the wife, and now he's going to be intimate with the woman in front of witnesses. So we assume that this bia is for the purpose of marriage and not for the purpose of znus. Look how far it goes.
Wow.
Even though the witnesses saw he gave her money before they had the intimacy, which would seem to be a business transaction, as they say. Still, shechazaka he, we have a chazaka. Shein adam osa bilaso beishto beilasnus. A man will not do bia with his wife, a bia of znus. Why? When he can do a bilas mitzvah, why would he go to znus?
Right.
In other words, if you got a choice, promiscuity or a mitzvah, well, even most Jews still want to do a mitzvah. Now, you know, I could hear another opinion to this. I'm not going to argue, but I could hear. The other guy said, listen, you know what they say about marriage? What do they say? Why do people not get married? They say marriage is complicated. Yeah, that's what the goyim say. The goyim say marriage has complicated. Why don't you want to get married? Because it's complicated. I mean, it creates complications when you want to get divorced. So I can understand why the guy wouldn't want it just to be his nus. Because once he gets married, then you're talking about ksuva and this and that, all these other things. And that, but vafa became what I'm thinking. The rabbis think differently, so we have to submit to their understanding. And we assume he's not going to do his nus. Lafika, therefore, what do we assume? What happened after this intimacy? We assume that it's a chazak of a kedushin, kedushin vade, a certain kedushin, and therefore she ever wants to leave him a second time.
Get,
even though he didn't say I'm being intimate for the sake of kedushin. Now we got to do the next halacha.
Is there anything you don't understand here yet or not?
Well, translate the words. He did bia in front of witnesses.
He actually did it in front of witnesses.
Okay, so that's quite unusual. That's all I'm saying.
That's not the way a Jew behaves.
Every time we learned, it in the past, we always assumed what you did is you told the witnesses, "I'm going into a room with her."
Or they watched, or they saw them going into a room. Whatever.
Okay, now we have to wait till the next.
Have they seen the act or not? So usually we've always learned it that they know they're going to, but they didn't see the act. We've said so many times, you don't have to have witnesses.
Okay, but what's the big deal?
Howard.
So, but I mean,
let's look in Yud Ches.
Okay, that's the problem.
It's
the next part.
So let's look in Yud Ches. Yud Ches is going to give you a similar case, but different. So the difference is going to tell us.
You're going
to
actually say
that. So now. Now what if the same scenario, he divorced her, right? And now he goes into seclusion with her in front of witnesses. And they did, and my commentary says, and yours too also, and they did not see him being intimate with her. That's Tzadi Zion, fourth line.
That's not what it says.
Fourth line.
The two witnesses observe their conduct simultaneously.
Well, their conduct is in brackets.
No, but they were nisyached. I have no brackets. Yeah. And these two witnesses are seeing it at the same time, not one after the other. But they're both seeing that. So if that's the case of seclusion, then what must have been the case before?
No seclusion.
Yeah, okay. So it's a very unusual.
And this is the person who's keen on doing a mitzvah.
Very unusual.
And he's doing it in the
I'm forced to translate.
But I don't see the difference in 18 because it says they saw. I don't see where.
Look at the Hebrew.
It says in privacy, but it still says the two witnesses observed their conduct simultaneously.
No, conduct means that they went into seclusion. Yeah, that second gloss is saying both witnesses saw at the same time that they went into seclusion.
Not the act.
Not the act. So if that's you. Yes, in contradistinction to Yud Zion, it only leads me to one conclusion. Because what else could Yud Zion mean?
Well, how about, I'm just going to...
What else could it mean?
We're talking about Adim here, right?
Okay.
How about they're on a picnic and they go on a picnic and whatever. I'm not saying, and they're outdoors, but they don't know that there are Adim.
There you go.
Well, usually he's going to be doing for Adam because then that's going to be proof.
Do you remember the case we had in the Gemara where they were watching the Znus act and they were watching from different windows?
Yeah, we talked about that in Adam.
But there's times when you might catch people, right? But that's when people are doing things totally immoral. This guy's doing it for the purpose of getting married. Why would he want to do it in front of the witnesses?
He's unaware.
No, we're assuming.
He's unaware that there's 80.
Well, why didn't he do it in front?
But then, why did he do it? He'd have to have witnesses to make that happen. We're assuming it was for a kiddushin.
So
there's got to be witnesses.
There's
got to
be an awareness. There has to be an awareness.
So he actually wants
there
witnesses.
Has to be an awareness.
No, but wait a second.
Does
she have to know that there's witnesses?
Forget
no.
About she.
Because remember
she
that, but remember we talked about the witness
so
behind
fine,
the bushes?
But even he's doing it. Somebody's telling the witnesses to take a look at what's going on.
Right, 100%.
So that's a very unusual case.
Well, that's
all I'm saying.
It's not a problem.
It's a very unusual.
I wouldn't want to be a witness in that situation.
Anyway, let's continue. Let's continue what he's saying.
I wouldn't want to be the guy in that
situation. So now, here's the difference. In Yud Zion, we clearly know he was intimate with her. There's only one way to clearly know he was intimate with her by seeing the act.
The act.
Yud Zion went into seclusion. So now you're going to see it's not so simple when it's seclusion because it's not so 100%. That's why Ramon continues. If they were originally completely married and now divorced and now he's going to seclusion, then we're concerned perhaps, yes, maybe there was Bia. They're the Adam for Yichud, they're Adam for Bia, and we have to be concerned that they are married. Even though they didn't see it, but it's like so, because the aedus of seeing seclusion is as good as there was bia. So right. They're for sure married. Shekala makadish bebia, anyone who's makadish with bia, and a tzarach levavna. You don't have to do it in front of witnesses.
Of course not.
At least yachav if them, but seclude yourself before them, evil, and then be intimate in the privacy. Kamashan, as we already explained earlier. Lafika, now look what the halacha now would be. Shricha get me suffix. She
Whoa.
Needs to get from suffix. Are you suffix mikudeshes? It's a suffix mikudeshes.
We just said it's equal. Why wouldn't it be a for sure?
Because he didn't say I'm, what's the suffix? We're not sure if he did bia with her.
We don't even know.
Did you see note kuf?
That's just saying. You shouldn't do it. It's usher.
Yeah, but it's usher.
I understand. So, but here has to be in Yud Zion has to be because it has to be different than this case.
We gotta write a letter to the editor here.
Okay, anyway, but it's a suffix mekudeshes because we don't know. However, if they only were divorced from an engagement and they go into seclusion, then we're not concerned that there was intimacy because they probably weren't that close to begin with. Because he's not so familiar with her and probably didn't. We don't assume there was any kedushin at all. So to summarize these two halachas, the first halacha says if we see he was intimate, but must be we see he was intimate with her, we clearly say there was a kedushin, 100% kedushin, and we don't assume it was nus.
And she needs a divorce.
And she needs a divorce. Second case is they go into seclusion. If they were seclusion after a previous normal marriage, then we're in doubt. There's a very good chance they was, but we don't know. So it's a suffix mekudeshes. If it's only engagement, we assume not, because they weren't so familiar with this. It's not.
Isn't the result the same? She needs a second get in either case?
No.
The first case she needs a get.
Because it wasn't
the first case she needs a get.
The last case doesn't need a get.
Well, it says here.
It says, Ein choshenal. We're not concerned. There's no marriage.
Because of the suspicion, she requires a second get.
In which case?
I'm looking at
the case where they were married completely before. Well, look at the last line of Yud Ches. Look at the last line, please.
That's only
look at the last line, please, and read it, please.
We do not suspect that they engaged in sexual relations because they did not share such.
So that's if they were only engaged. We don't suspect it.
Yeah, but the first case is...
There's two separate cases, so I acknowledge they're two separate
cases.
What
do you say, Howard? Tell me what your concern is.
No, it's Bia in the... There's Bia, and then there's Bia with
no, one case. No, the Yud Ches is seclusion, and we don't know for sure there's Bia.
The first case you know for sure there's Bia because they're watching it.
No,
they got
I think
film at 11.
Yeah, but there's Bia in both cases, but in
no,
one case,
we
she's
don't
only
know. I'm sorry, in Yud Ches we don't know. In Yud Ches there's only seclusion.
Okay,
we don't know that there's Bia.
The suspected Bia.
Rabbi, what
right.
is
so,
this case?
It's a, okay, so it depends. If they
one
were,
case she's kedushin, one case she's not kedushin.
Right.
One case it's a suffake kedushin, suffake because we don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. And the second case is for sure not because we assume they were not intimate. That's what the Rambam is saying.
I thought what it meant is that there was a kedushin before the act necessarily. No. Like he did some kind of kedushin before.
No, we're not talking about that at all. We're saying either he was married to her long ago before whatever.
Just
now he's coming right now, and he divorced his wife, and after he divorced his wife, he's going into seclusion with her.
So what I understood
it was either marriage, divorce, seclusion, or engagement, divorce, seclusion.
Okay, so what I understood, Yurchet, just Yurchet, I understood there's two cases. One is marriage, divorce, seclusion. The
yes.
second one is marriage,
No, you thought wrong. You thought wrong.
Kedushin.
Okay. It's Kedushin, divorce, seclusion. The case one is marriage, divorce, seclusion. Case two, engagement, divorce, seclusion. That's the case.
Period.
That's the case.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.